Hi, Scott. Thanks. Yes, I can confirm that we have blizzard conditions here in North Carolina today, with about 3 inches of snow on the ground. It's pretty serious. I really do wish, though, I was out in Phoenix, where I'm sure you're enjoying some sun, and I also am sure you'll enjoy everything that is on offer this afternoon with the science behind events, and also everything that the Commodity Classic has to offer. I just wanted to take a few minutes just to share a few perspectives from BASF. And firstly, I'd like to share that 2015 is a really important and significant year for our organization, as we'll celebrate 150 years since our formation. So when we started in 1865, we were a much smaller chemical company than we are today, and we have since then grown to be the largest chemical company in the world. But it really did come from some very core principles of who we are, and that includes investing in innovation and technology and people, but also operating our business in a very sustainable manner, meaning that we really will do the right thing today for our business today and in the future. And it was those principles that really got us started with a very important agricultural innovation, being the Haber-Bosch system for producing synthetic fertilizer, which, as we know, since its introduction, has really transformed the face of agriculture and really given farmers a very, very important tool to improve their production. And that's taken us right the way through to today's innovations like F500, Kixor, and many others that you'll hear about in the next few hours that really are helping farmers improve their productivity. And so if I reflect on our 150 years of business, it's really involved a lot of change, a lot of transformation, and a combination of evolution and revolution. I think that also applies very well to agriculture. As Scott mentioned, there's been tremendous change in the last 5 years, but when we look back over a much longer horizon, the changes that have been brought to agriculture, primarily through technology and investment in R&D, have been significant. It wouldn't matter if you looked at advanced seed breeding, biotechnology, precision agriculture, conservation tillage, and advanced chemistry have all made in combination a very significant contribution to agricultural production and what we call today modern agriculture. And it's with that look to the future that we feel quite optimistic and more determined than ever to play our role as a leader in helping American farmers improve their productivity to even greater levels. And we see our purpose, as Scott mentioned, is to really create chemistry for a sustainable future. And agriculture really does sit at the crossroads of what a sustainable future looks like on this planet. Doesn't matter where you look, agriculture has a significant role and a number of challenges to address if we're going to have that sustainable future that we all want. So more particular, what does that sustainable future with chemistry look like over the next 4 or 5 years? Specifically, in the United States, we'll be bringing some 45 new products to marketplace over the next 4 years, which will include 12 new active ingredients, two new herbicide-tolerant systems that you'll hear more about this afternoon, and a range of other innovations as well. Some of the larger ones you may be familiar with include our Xanthium in-furrow fungicide, a new release this year, which brings the best of a chemistry and biological offering for farmers. Our Ingenia, a herbicide-tolerant system developed specifically for dicamba-tolerant crops, or our Lemis nitrogen management system are just a few examples of the innovations you'll see a lot from in BASF, and I think you'll hear more about from us this afternoon. And that commitment to R&D is really unwavering from our side, and it obviously takes significant financial resources, but it also takes that commitment to work very closely with farmers and growers right around the world, and in particular in the United States. And later this afternoon, you'll hear more from a colleague, Ulf Groger, who'll talk more about how we work very closely with growers in the development of our products, because ultimately, that's who consumes what we do. And we really want to make sure we meet their needs on an ongoing basis. And so with that outlook, I'd have to say BASF is very positive and optimistic about the outlook for agriculture. Yes, there are some challenges, but we do see a lot of potential for continued investment in R&D and really bringing the types of solutions to growers right across North America that will help them grow an even more productive crop in the future. So with that, I'd like to hand back to AJ.